You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Join the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you like, we have plenty to comment on. We began the program talking about that dramatic hostage rescue that took place in the jungles of Colombia. Released 15 hostages being held by insurgent groups in Colombia, freeing a former presidential candidate in Colombia, Ingrid Betancourt. We talked about that at the top of the hour. In the middle of the whole story, though, is John McCain, U.S. presidential candidate, a former hostage, or POW himself, who was in Colombia at the time of the raid and is now in Mexico City on a trip that only yesterday seemed pretty ridiculous. And all of a sudden, John McCain, with his exquisite timing, is in the center of the action. Joining us now is Elizabeth Buemüller from The New York Times, who is on the plane with John McCain as he went from Colombia to Mexico City. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
I mean, what does John McCain make of his exquisite timing here, or is he avoiding the whole business?
He's being careful. He was informed about the raid along with Senators Lindsey Graham and Joe Lieberman on Tuesday night before it happened. He had a planned meeting and was meeting with the president of Colombia, President Uribe, and they were informed. The group was informed about the raid that they were planning it and that they hoped to carry it out on Wednesday. And McCain obviously said nothing, but he did allude to the hostages being held by the FARC, the insurgent group in Colombia, and he also, in his formal remarks in this press conference, and then he also said, "And I really pray for the Americans, the three Americans being held." And it was kind of a surprise. Nobody expected him to say it quite that specifically, but now we know what was on his mind when he said it.
Right. Does something like this help John McCain in making him look more statesmanlike, or does it get in the way of the issues he was trying to showcase, particularly the free trade agreement between the U.S. and Colombia that he supports, the Bush administration supports, and that Barack Obama is opposed to?
I think it does a little of both. I think, he talked on the plane when he got a call from Uribe on the plane that this had been successful, and then everybody else was getting calls. So it took him a while to come out because I think he was reluctant actually to take any credit. I mean, obviously it had nothing to do with his visit or anything, but so he issued a very, pretty brief statement, and answered a few questions. So on one hand, yes, here he is meeting in these high level, classified talks with the head of another government. On the other hand, yes, it certainly overshadowed his second day on the trip. The first day he did get a fair amount of attention, at least in some places, for his talks, his talking about free trade.
Well, final question, Elizabeth. Let's look forward to his meetings in Mexico City. This week, the chief U.S. State Department official responsible for the war on drugs gave an interview to the Financial Times suggesting that the drug war in Mexico threatens the entire democratic infrastructure in Mexico City. What do you think John McCain is going to be discussing with the Mexican President Calderon?
The drug war, absolutely. Yeah. And he will probably say Mexico, Calderon has made great efforts, but a lot more needs to be done. I mean, Calderon has, deployed 30,000 Mexican troops to work with the federal police in 9 states in Mexico. But at the same time, there's been little effect. So I'm sure he'll talk about that, and he will also talk about immigration, and he'll say that he wants to work with Mexico on securing the border. That's been one of his big campaign issues.
All right. Well, certainly an ebullient and enthusiastic-looking John McCain, both on the plane and at his various events on this unusual foreign trip for a presidential candidate, covering the McCain campaign. Elizabeth Buemüller of The New York Times. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.